Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
There's many concerns, of course, around the psychological aspects of COVID-19, the lockdown, the anxiety around our health, around livelihood, the lack of social interaction. But one of the other areas that we wanted to explore was survivor guilt. Is this a thing? Is this a factor when it comes to COVID-19? Leonard Carr is a clinical psychologist. A very good morning to you. We've asked him that question. How are you?
Morning, Howard. Well, I think it is a factor for some people. The question is, you know, why do people get it and what is it?
Yes, let's start
because,
there.
Because, yeah, there are many, it's not a discrete entity. It's actually a term that was first applied to Holocaust survivors. And, you know, people who came out of the Shoah and felt guilty for surviving, which one can kind of understand in that situation.
It's sort of why me in reverse. Why was I selected to survive?
Well, exactly. But one can understand in such a traumatic situation, and that's, you know, also tied in with post-traumatic stress disorder. But I think people experiencing that in the COVID context, which is not as, you know, not nearly as extreme, not even comparable. The question is why? And I think there are a couple of reasons. The one is that children who grew up being shamed for things that happened, you know, why did you make me angry? You've caused your parents, you know, your parents are fighting because of you. Children of divorce often feel that they were to blame, even if their parents reassure them that they weren't. And there are a variety of reasons for that. You know, that child in the class who starts crying when the teacher's shouting at someone else.
Right.
So, you know, there are people that are primed and prone to guilt. When someone has a neurotic symptom like survivor guilt, and when I say neurotic, it's obviously not realistic to the situation. It's misplaced. It's a misplaced feeling.
Right.
It's often an avoidance of the real feeling the person doesn't want to have to deal with. For example, grief. It's easier to feel guilty than to feel bereft and to mourn. When people feel guilty, on an unconscious level, there's an implicit belief that I had some control and I failed. And if you believe you have some control and fail, that's better than believing that I have no control and random events can happen to me and not.
Okay.
You know?
So it's much, in other words, it's much closer to you and you're much more vulnerable if you're feeling the actual loss, the feeling of out of control, the perceived randomness of it, the frailty of life, rather than saying, well, actually I'm feeling guilty because maybe I should have done this and I should have done that, because what that's saying is that you actually are in more control than you really
are. Exactly. People prefer the explanation that is in the feeling of control. So it's obviously unconscious. Then there's another aspect, which is you could be not dealing with your own feelings of hostility. For example, you know, maybe you're actually very happy that it's other people and not you. And you don't want to deal with that feeling, like a kind of schadenfreude, you know?
Yes, yes.
So you make yourself feel better by turning the guilt on yourself. What I'm highlighting, and this is what makes these kinds of symptoms quite difficult to shift, is that they're actually an avoidance of some deeper unconscious issue that's going on.
Is it similar to what we do when we hear somebody's got COVID? When we say, well, you know, they've been irresponsible and they were out shopping and we almost find ways to blame them because that takes away from our own fear and vulnerability. It couldn't happen to me, obviously, because I didn't go to that store.
Absolutely. It's exactly the same thing. You know, I remember when the tsunami happened, you know. I remember people saying, well, it was because, you know, people were there with, you know, unmarried people were there with, you know, with their girlfriends or boyfriends, and that's why, you know, they were being punished. And so that's also a way of coming up with an explanation that excludes you. You know, if you wouldn't do that, then it's very reassuring that other people were punished for something that you wouldn't do, and therefore you stay, you know? So these are all ways of distancing ourselves from the real feelings. But, and like you said, the stigmatization is a similar kind of thing. You know, it kind of distances distances others from you.
What about, Jenny wants to know, what about survivor guilt of people who have passed it on to others and who might then have passed away, but they survived? I remember right at the beginning, my father wasn't well. He's subsequently passed away, not from COVID. But one of my kids' biggest anxieties was what happens if we give it to my father, to their grandfather.
Sure.
It was a real, real fear for my children. But there are cases. There are many, many cases around now, unfortunately, where people have not deliberately, obviously, God forbid, but passed it on to somebody who hasn't survived it.
No, obviously, that's a very big factor. It goes with the stigmatization. You know, the only way, there is a kind of reality to that one has to realize that, again, that you yourself were not in control. I mean, no one would deliberately pass it on to someone. And, you know, what's happened is, if people were reckless and got it and passed it on, then maybe their guilt is not misplaced. I mean, they can't blame themselves maybe, you know, for the outcome, but certainly for triggering that outcome.
Mm.
You know, but there are many, many people, probably most people, who are being very careful and are not even sure how they got it. And if you understand that, there is a certain, you know, I think I saw in the paper today, 63% or something of South Africans are believed to have had COVID. So, I mean, people knew at the beginning of the epidemic that it was going to be almost unavoidable, the way I understand it. That's why the lockdowns, to try and stop the spread. But I think everyone understood the spread was inevitable. So people have to try and internalize the factual knowledge, the factual understanding in order to get over that guilt. You know, it's not easy. But again, that guilt also tied in with grief, you know, because also in grief, people prefer to be angry than sad, because angry is an empowered emotion. And then that anger either becomes towards others or towards oneself.
Very, very difficult a situation. We do need to leave it there. Leonard Carr gives us a lot to think about in terms of the aspects, the mental aspects, the emotional aspects, psychological aspects of this pandemic.